bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. This is Macca, and I've got a really special guest here today, John Borghetti, the CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. And today marks the first day of Virgin Australia's sponsorship of SatMag and Joy 949. Welcome, John.
Welcome, Macca. Good to be talking to you again.
And how are you? How's your day been going? It's financial year's finished, so 2nd of July. It's a good time to start our sponsorship.
Yeah, it's almost like the world starts again. The clock starts ticking again from the 1st of July, and it's a good way to start.
It does. So, John, Virgin Australia is a supporter of marriage equality. I'm interested why this is so important for the company, but also to you personally.
Well, from a company perspective, we employ a diverse group of people. But for me personally, which is really what I'm more prepared to talk about, because it is ultimately your own position that you talk about, it's very simple. I'd pose the question, why not? What is wrong with it? And move on.
Yeah. Let's get on with it.
Exactly.
Now, I know it's election day today, and I'm not going to ask you how you intend to vote, because you won't tell me. But do you have an opinion or a comment on the state of political discourse in Australia? In my opinion, I think it's declined. Mm. That respect and the tone has come down. From a business perspective, how does that look from a business perspective?
Well, look, I think, first of all, to be a politician, I couldn't do it. It's very, very difficult. I mean, apart from the time demands on your on you and your family, it's also very difficult to keep everybody happy, and no one can do that. I think generally speaking, though, whether you're talking about politics or you're talking about business or you're talking about your own personal life, you have to have a vision. You have to have long-range thinking. And if you don't have that and you know, you do everything for the moment. I remember Condoleezza Rice in one of her books I read some time ago said, you know, tomorrow's headlines and something along the lines of tomorrow's headlines and history's judgment are rarely the same. If you focus too much on the former, you'll never do the hard work to achieve the latter. And I think that's very true. And whether you know, whether it's business or any or politics or your personal life, I think you've got to look at the long game.
Because you, as a business, you make decisions 5-10 years out, particularly, you know, with aircraft, with your fleet, you know, with logistics, you know, whereas I suppose politics is much shorter term, isn't it?
Well, it probably is, but should it be?
No.
You know, if you're painting a vision for a country, no matter which party it is, you're talking about the future. You're talking about taking people to a much better place than where they are today. And that's what this is all about, isn't it? Isn't that what leadership is about? It's creating hope. It's creating a vision that will inspire people to follow you because they believe that in the end they will be in a much better space. And that better space can be in a number of ways, and not just monetary, by the way.
Now, I know when you... when you started work 40-odd years ago, and yes, you're
giving away my age now.
Is it that long ago? You always had a wish to go to Rio.
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah.
Have you been?
No, I haven't.
Well, is this year going to be the year you go to Rio?
No, it's not. I've got too much to do. No, unfortunately not. I've got too much to do.
The Olympics, you know?
Well, you know, I was kindly invited to the Olympics. Oh, I better not say who invited me, but and I would have loved to have gone, but we've got so much on, and we're all working very hard, so I can't take the time.
All right. Now, another little thing I know is that you've kept every single boarding pass you've ever had. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know why I have, Macca. I remember my very first trip after joining the airline business in 73. I was so proud that I actually I was going on an aeroplane. I mean, it was a big thing for me then. that I kept that ticket. It wasn't a boarding pass at the time. It was a ticket.
Paper ticket.
Paper ticket. There used to be paper tickets. And then for one reason or another, every time I travelled, I just kept them and threw them in a drawer. And then it became a little bit of a habit. And to this day, I keep them. In fact, I get annoyed because, you know, nowadays you can board an aeroplane by scanning your phone, you know, all that digital modern stuff that we try and promote and get everyone to use. I hate using it because I don't have a boarding pass. So I always print a boarding pass and then keep it. Yeah, I don't know why I do it. I just do it.
And where do you store them?
I've got them in... Actually, I'm on my third big cabin bag.
Really?
Of tickets, yeah. So they're just in a cupboard inside a bag, and I throw them in a drawer, and then eventually when the drawer's full, I get into one of the cabin bags.
I can imagine you methodically sort them.
They are, actually. Yeah. They are sorted by year and by month. Yeah.
I'm interested, you've been at Virgin 5 years?
Actually, six now.
6 years? Yeah. Okay.
It's gone very quickly.
What's the most satisfying component of your role at Virgin? What satisfies you the most?
Do you know what? Nothing makes me happier than seeing our staff happy and our customers happy. If I get an email or a letter or a comment from either a staff member or a customer saying that we've done something nice for them, staff's case, you know, they're enjoying what they're doing or they've got some ideas. It makes you feel good because in the end, you know, this is all about people too, and you want people to be happy, whether they're your customers or your staff. If one or the other are not happy, then you've got a problem. So I just think pleasing people and pleasing customers and seeing our staff pleased and working, I'm very happy with that.
And can I ask, what's the most frustrating part?
Paperwork. You know, I don't like. I feel more at home when I'm dealing with customers or staff. The paperwork that has to be done, the board papers, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's important. You have to do it, but it's certainly not as exciting.
I mean, it is one of the challenges of business, and frustrating is prioritising. When you're prioritising an issue. Now, obviously, you know, a board paper has a particular way that it's going to run. But when you're discussing an issue, do you prioritise, you know, the points that you want to talk about first or second?
No, and I should. I should, but I don't. A mistake that I often make is when I'm explaining a subject or I'm trying to convey a message is that I assume that the other person already knows as much as I do about that particular point. When in fact 99% of the time they don't, clearly because they haven't been involved in it. And so the most common mistake is just jumping in with the assumption that that individual or that group has got a certain understanding. And I think we all make that mistake. I make it more often probably than most. And sometimes your excitement gets the better of you and you're rattling off things too fast, as I'm probably doing.
I could never be accused of that.
No, never.
Not much.
Maybe once.
Now, you're a pretty hands-on guy, and I know you work pretty long hours. I've had emails from you at 3 a.m. in the morning, which I thought, you've either set it up to send it then, but then I work out, no, he's actually sending them then.
I wish I knew how to set them up to do it that way.
What do you do to relax? When you've done that and you think, okay, now I've got some time.
Oh, look,
What do you do?
I like my cars, you know that. I don't get enough time tinkering with them. And I'm a grandfather now. I've got a granddaughter, and I love when she comes over. She's only one, or turning one tomorrow, actually. But she's just enormous fun. But the point is that we don't live in a world that you can compartmentalize and say, well, between 8 and 4, I'm going to do this, and between 4 and 6, I'm going to do that. You have to be able to manage things together. So more often than not, if I am in the garage, I'll also be answering, you know, telephones or in between things, doing emails. You've just got to be able to manage things simultaneously. We're no longer in a world where you can just do one thing at a time. You've got to balance things.
Are you a sticky note person? I am. I have a sticky note pad next to the bed.
Oh, you know, I used to be. I'm not anymore. I write on the back of my business cards. And in fact, one day, I think someone...
You give someone your business card.
I know. I reckon one day someone's going to come and say, why are you ordering so many business cards? Who are you giving them to? What they don't know is that I use it for making notes. I shouldn't say this on air, should I?
I think a lot of people do that. Continuing in a bit of a business line, John, in business today there are a lot of challenges, but large corporations face even greater challenges, I think, managing the staff, managing perceptions. Being the head of a large corporate like Virgin, that must sit pretty hard on your shoulders, that responsibility.
I think the biggest issue, of course, is you're always worried about the corporate reputation and how something sometimes very minor can cause significant damage to the brand. And, you know, in the end, in the airline business, putting safety aside, because that's first and foremost, I mean, there is nothing more important than safety, right? But moving to the next point, your brand or your reputation is what will make or break you. Mm. I mean, in the end, you know, we all fly the same aluminium tube through the air at 30-odd thousand feet. What makes the difference is how you present yourself and how your staff present the business and the brand. So you're forever worried about that, along with everything else.
And in the digital age, of course, you know, nothing is ever secret for very long. So,
no, and I think that sometimes, you know, people do have unreal expectations too. And I'm not just talking about, I'm not talking about Virgin here necessarily. I'm talking in general, you know, in today's technology, the Twitter sphere or whatever you want to call it, can make and break companies.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to say it's a bit unfair, but it's what you got to deal with.
I have some experience with that. Now, you're pretty well known. A couple of people who've known you over a very long time have told me that JB has the best contact book in the business.
I don't know.
Well, I reckon you might have. What do you think is the secret to building enduring relationships with people?
I think being honest and also saying doing what you say you're going to do. You know, I've done many a deal in the last 40 odd years on a handshake that's been worth tens of millions of dollars. And if I give my word that something's going to happen, it's going to happen. And even if things come along that give you cause not to, I'll find a reason why you should and do it. Because you don't... to me, a person's word and integrity is everything. I mean, you don't get that very often nowadays. No. You know, we keep lawyers very wealthy by these very big contracts, and they're necessary, of course. But I do like doing deals on with people I trust on a handshake.
Yeah. Mm. My father always said, you always have the element of surprise in business by telling the truth.
That's true. That's true.
And that was from many years ago.
It's funny, I always say to my guys, you know, when we have difficult situations, whether it's media or whatever it is, I always say, what's the truth?
Mm.
The truth will set you free. Just whatever it is, call it for what it is.
Yeah.
People know when you're trying to lipstick the pig.
They do.
Mm.
Just following on again, some other information I've received. People are amazed by your ability that you never forget a name.
Oh,
you might meet someone after a number of years and you go, oh, hi, Macca, how are you? You mightn't have seen them for a couple of years. How do you do that? Because I can't.
Well, I think people are generous saying that. I don't believe I am that good at remembering names. In fact, I'd say that's one of my biggest shortcomings.
Oh. I shall take them out and deal with them.
Yeah. you know, it's all about individualism and making people feel like valued individuals.
Yeah.
You know, I'm jumping the subject a little bit, but you could argue about customer service, and I've said this before, I think, to you. You know, what's customer service about? It's only about three things. It's looking people in the eye, calling them by the name, and smiling. Mm. You do those three things.
You've got them.
If you spill coffee on them, you can say, I'm sorry. Yeah. But if you do it with those three things in mind, you'll get away with it.
Yeah. I think there's some airlines that do that.
That was spilled coffee.
No, spilled the coffee. I'm a little interested. You've had you've worked with Sir Richard Branson now for a number of years. Mm. What is he like to deal with? I mean, he's you know, I've met him once. He's very very engaging, but you know, he's a pretty smart businessman too.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
I was talking to him actually. He was here about 2 or 3 weeks ago. We caught up a couple of times, but look, he's one of the memory that he's got is unbelievable. I mean, he will sit here if he was here and he'd recite conversations we had 6 years ago that I can't even remember. Mm. He's got an incredible memory, incredibly astute. He's got a good gut feel on things. You know, he's just a natural for, yep, that feels right, I'm going to do it, or no, it feels wrong. I mean, you can put numbers in front of him and, yeah, sure, of course, we'll take notice of it. But ultimately, he'll back his gut. He's a very engaging guy, a good guy. I like him.
Mm. There's a bit of a similarity there. I remember in our last interview a couple of years ago with Adele Ferguson, and you said that, you know, when you're hiring people, yeah, you look at the resume and HR have some input, but you go with your gut feel.
Well, I think you have to, because you're employing... Humans aren't black and white. A CV is black and white. I mean, it might be in colour, but black and white. And so unless you get a feel for the individual, I mean, what you want to know about the person... Is he or she a hard worker? Are they ethical, good standards, and can they mix with people? Because if they can't do all of those things in an airline, there's not many jobs that really, you know, come into play. Qualifications are important, but in my view, unless you're talking about being a pilot or an engineer, they're secondary.
Yeah. Now, you've transformed Virgin. We're working towards the close here, so you can feel a bit more relaxed.
Yeah, you're making me work for it.
And you've changed the game there. Can you think of another industry that needs a game change?
Oh, look, every industry needs a game change. I don't think there is an industry that doesn't. And I think aviation still does. I mean, look, the day that you think that industry or your business is it, it's you've achieved whatever it is that you want, that's the day you start going backwards.
Yeah.
And we've seen it time and time again. You know, I mean, everybody quotes Kodak as an example, right?
Mm.
And it's a good example. But
they actually invented digital photography.
I know, and that's the irony of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think every industry, every company, you have to keep evolving. You just have to keep evolving.
Now, final two questions. Retirement comes to all of us eventually. Even you and I, when you do hang up your airline cap, what are you going to do?
Well, I know what I won't do, and that is get involved in another airline. look, I haven't even thought about it. It's not on my immediate horizon.
No?
No.
Any wish, something that you'd really, you know, on your bucket list? Well, you've got to go to Rio.
I do have a wish, but I'm not going to say it on air.
Okay. All right, I'll respect that. And the last one, which you probably won't answer, have you got any regrets?
You know, the easy answer to that should be, yeah, I regret doing that or that. But no, you can't have regrets. Even if you've got them, you mustn't admit them and say that you don't have regret. Because it doesn't, what's it do? It doesn't do anything. I mean, regretting something isn't going to fix it. You learn from it so that you don't do it again. But there's no point in trying to change it. Look, I've got millions of regrets, but none.
Sounds like a song. John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia, thank you for your time. Thank you to Virgin and yourself for sponsoring Joy and Virgin's support and your personal support of marriage equality. It's very important to our community. It's been a great honour to have you here, and thank you for being so generous with your time.
Macca, it's always a pleasure. Thanks very much for speaking to me.
Listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.